Okay, today we are on Daf Lamed Hey. We're actually on Lamed Hey. We're on the top line, but in the line, Amar Rav Yochanan. So now the Gemara is going to bring a statement of Rav Yochanan, which we're going to see. What? Sorry, Yonasan. We're going to see that it's very similar to the statement that we said yesterday from Ula. Then we're going to distinguish between the two. Amar Rav Yonasan. Rav Yonasan says. Rav Yonasan says. Amar Rebbe. The Rebbe says, Ha'ochel shlishi shel truma atzma. If someone eats truma that became a shlishi, not hulin shenatzel al tyrus truma, but actual truma that got a shlishi status, which truma can because it can go to a shlishi, asur le'echol, he is because he ate the shlishi, he is forbidden to eat other truma because it has some pagam in his goof. He's asur le'echol truma, but mutter liga, but he can touch truma because the shlishi does not transmit a revi by the touch. He can touch it. So the Gemara is going to say, why do we need to do this? Which is the same thing that Ula said. Ula said the same din, the gabe chulin shenasa al taras truma, right? Ula said in Lamed Aleph Beis, ha'ochel shlishi shel chulin shel nasa al taras truma, nifsal gufom le'echol truma. He cannot eat. So if he can't eat chulin shenasa al taras truma, if he can't eat truma when he became tame, when he ate a shlishi of chulin shenasa al taras truma, of course he can't eat truma if he ate actual truma that was a shlishi. So what's the difference between Rav Yonasan and Ula? Right, so the itzdrich the Ula, the itzdrich the Rav Yonasan. We need both Rav Yonasan and Ula. The e de Ula. Have we just had Ula? Hava amina hani mili. We would have thought that we said that he is mutter to touch truma, even though he's tamei from shlishi of chulin shenasol taras truma. Maybe that would be hani mili bechulin shenasol taras truma. Only by chulin shenasol taras truma. Aval truma b'negiya nami usser. But maybe he would be usser to touch actual truma. Okay, but, so therefore we have to have Rav Yonasan to come to say, no, he's even allowed to touch actual truma. So therefore it's Rav Yonasan. The E to Rav Yonasan, and had it been for, and had just had the dinner of Yonasan, Hava Mina, I would have thought, Hani Mili Truma. I would have thought what? I would have thought that what makes him forbidden to eat actual truma, only if he actually ate truma on a shlishi level. Right, aval chulin, but had he eaten chulin shenasu al taras truma on a shlishi level, maybe we would say b'achila nami shari. He would be permitted to eat because it's a dir rabban and it's really tar. Maybe he would be permitted to eat. So therefore, tzricha. Therefore, I have Ula and Rav Yonasan each teaching me the chiddush. I don't think they're arguing with each other. I just think they're focusing on different points to teach us to say that whether it's actual truma, shlishi truma, or shlishi of chulin shenasu al taras truma, the status of the kohen at that moment is he cannot eat truma. Even though he just did, but he ate too. But he's forbidden to eat truma Torah. But if he actually touches truma Torah, nothing happens to that next thing that he touches because you can't pass it as a revi. Okay. Yosef Rabbi Yitzchak Bar Shmuel Bar Mata Kemei de Rav Nachman. So Rabbi Yitzchak Bar Shmuel, the son of Marta, is sitting in front of Rav Nachman. The Yosef Kamer, and he's sitting and he's saying, Ha'ochel Shlishi Shelchulin Shenasu Al Taras Hakodesh. Tahor lechol b'kodesh. Interesting. Somebody who eats a shlishi of chulin shenasu taras kodesh. We assume that chulin shenasu taras kodesh gets the same din as kodesh, and therefore could go all the way down to revi. He says if somebody eats a shlishi of chulin shenasu taras kodesh, he could still eat kodesh. But that's surprising because he would, if that's the case, he would be creating. He would be, if he's a shlishi, he'd be creating a revi. How can he eat it? So the Gemara says, so she says, She'ein lecha davar she'ose revi b'kodesh ela kodesh m'kudosh. Because this idea that you can go down to a revi level by kodesh only applies to items that are kodesh m'kudosh, which is a thing we haven't come across yet. We have to see what that is. But apparently, chulin shenasu al taras kodesh are not kodesh m'kudosh. So therefore, if you eat a shlishi of chulin shenasu al taras kodesh, so the status that you get is not, you're not going to be, right, then you'll be able to eat kodesh because you're not going to be considered, you're not going to be considered a revi. So what's kodesh mekudosh? So if you look, it's the second deeper mask of kodesh mekudosh. So it's further down, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, like 10 lines in the bottom. Kodesh mekudosh. Kodesh mekudosh means kodesh gomor. Shekodesh gufo. It's full-fledged kodesh, something that's the guf of the item itself becomes kodesh. He goes basar karban, like the meat of a karban, the chalas hatota, or the breads of the karban tota, shenishkat, to zevach aleim, that the karban was very shechted, umenachos, shekatsu b'kli, Aval shlishi shel kodesh hamakudesh bekedushas hapeh lo. But something that only has is kodesh because I want it to be kodesh. I say, for example, this tissue box should be kodesh, and then it gets to the level of shlishi. That tissue box, since it doesn't have intrinsic kedusha in the body, nothing happened, nothing was put on mizbeach, it cannot transmit to a ri. So he makes the distinction in kodesh. Kodesh mekudosh is what can transfer to a ri, but stam kodesh bepeh cannot transfer to a ri. So therefore, if you are a shlishi, shekhulin shanasal taras kodesh, well, chulin shanasal taras kodesh is by definition not kodesh mekudosh because it's chulin. Just being treated as kodesh, so therefore that will not transmit all the way down to Revi. So if you ate shlishi shenasu l'taras kodesh, you'd be permitted to eat kodesh. So Rashi says, what's the difference? Rashi says, if you go to Rashi above it, he says, eli im kein haya shlishi shal kodesh mekudesh, the shlishi avi Revi bekodesh malhi derabanan. He says the fact that a kodesh can translate from a shlishi to Revi, that's only a din derabanan. If you go down to three more lines. He says, "V'chisakin rabbana the shlishi the kodesh mekudesh u'detikun." When do we? This idea of shlishi and revi is only by kodesh mekudesh. That's going to make the kana. Okay. Tosfos argues on Rashi and says, "No, that the revi is actually a din d'oraisa." He has to make a different distinction between why it only goes down to it doesn't only goes down to revi by kodesh mekudesh. Lots of machlokos between Rashi and Tosfos here. Okay. So now, Rav Yitzchak Bar Matta is the one who makes this distinction between Kodesh Mekudosh and Kodesh Bepeh. Kodesh Mekudosh can go down to the Revi, but regular Kodesh doesn't go down to the Revi. So Masiv Rami Bar Chama. Rami Bar Chama asked the following question, based on Rav Yeshua from yesterday. Rav Yeshua said, if you ate a shlishi, right? He said the person who eats a shlishi becomes a sheni lekodesh. He goes up to become a sheni lekodesh. The ain't sheni the truma, but he doesn't go out to be a sheni on the truma if you ate the shlishi, right? We had the reasons yesterday, but that's the din. If I ate something that was a shlishi, according to Rabbi Yeshua, I now am a sheni legabe kodesh. If I touch kodesh, it becomes a shlishi, but I'm not a sheni legabe truma. So he says, and are we not dealing with bichulin shenasu al taras truma? We're dealing with a case over there of chulin. That's what we said. It's chulin shenasu al taras truma. So that really, it's chulin just being watched on a stringent level. And so chulin is halav kodesh mekudeshu. Chulin is not a kodesh mekudesh. So if chulin is not a kodesh mekudesh, it's only chulin, it's made on, so how can it be? Why is the shlishi, right, this shlishi, why does it make somebody tameh in kodesh? Makes it a sheni. It shouldn't make him into a revi. It shouldn't make him into anything because you just said that something that's not kodesh mekudosh doesn't transmit down to the doesn't transmit after the shlishi level. This is a shlishi. It's transmitting to somebody else, albeit it's transmitting up. But still, how can it transmit if it's not something that's kodesh mekudosh? How do we know it's not kodesh mekudosh? Because it's chulin that's just being guarded for on a higher level. So it's chulin that's being guarded on the level of truma. So the answer is like we saw yesterday. Amralei hanach l'truma. When it comes to guarding something for truma, that doesn't count for guarding something else of kodesh. You have different silos, basically, of tuma and tara. There's a silo for truma. There's a silo for kodesh. There's a higher level silo for para. So if I guard something for the lower level, it doesn't count as if I guarded it for the higher level. So therefore, over here, the truma is protected. Right here? I can't read my handwriting. Oh, the tuna protection is a zero for kiddush. So if you touch the shlishi, you become a sheni because that shlishi, which is chulin shanas v'taras kodesh, that's there's no protection there whatsoever from kodesh. So it can be viewed maybe as even a rishon. It's something that's completely tamei to kodesh. So therefore, if you touch it, it becomes a sheni. But still, the din still stands that within kodesh there's a distinction between kodesh mekudosh and regular kodesh pepeh. So now the Gemara asks, "We're not tamer. How do we know that we have this hierarchy of items that if you're watching something for taras truma doesn't count for watching something for taras kodesh?" He said, "The Tanan, it's a Mishnah in Chagiga. So we mentioned this Mishnah yesterday. Rashi pointed it out, but now we're actually going to see it. So the Mishnah says that the Chachamim made these levels in tara, and each level is higher than the next. So it says, Bigdei Ama Aretz, the clothing of an Ama Aretz." Even though they try to keep Tumah and Tara themselves, the clothing are still considered Midras Leprushim. They still have the status of Tumas Medrash, of clothing being worn by Azav or Azava. They still have the status of Medrash for the Prushim. The Prushim are those who eat Chulin B'Tahara. They try to eat Chulin B'Tahara. But the big day Prushim, Medrash L'Ochli Truma. The clothing of the Truma, of the people who guard themselves to eat their Chulin B'Truma, is not sufficient, and therefore their clothing will be tamed those who try to eat their Chulin and the status of Truma. And then the people who eat their food, their chulin, the status of truma, they're still big day ochli truma medrash lekodesh. Their clothing are still tamei legabe those who watch their chulin on the higher level of kodesh. You see, there's a hierarchy. Even though level A guarded itself, legabe level B, it's going to be considered tamei. Level, once you go the other way, level B guards itself, legabe level C, it's going to be tamei. Level C guards itself, legabe level D, it's going to be tamei. So therefore, you see, there's this distinction. Just because you guarded something and that you say that I'm eating my chulin on the level of truma and I'm watching it legabe truma doesn't count for legabe hektish. Okay.
I mean, if you touch that, if you sit on it, how does it work?
So I'm not exactly sure. I think it means, right, the hostess asked the question. The hostess asked the question. I think that it's just the... It's just that you wear it or something like that, or if you something like that. Because Adin Tosos said before, it's a machlokas actually in Rashi and Tosos, but where is it? Oh, so Tosos and Amud Beis, he says if you look down, think of the first Tosos of Shema Teishav Leim Ishto Nidoso. So he said, we'll get to it in a moment. He says if you go further, looking towards the bottom, there's a quote from Gemara and Chagiga. It says, "Le'inyan medrash v'heset lo aso kezav." They don't make him like a zav, because if it's only if you wear his clothing, but he himself doesn't get the status that he can transmit it, because then it's a gzeira shev ein rovet zibur yocholim lamod bo, because you use amaratzim to carry your stuff and to travel. So if they touch your stuff or they carry your stuff, then you would have a problem, and that wouldn't be something you couldn't do it. So it could be just mean if you touch their stuff, not if they start doing theirs.
You test note. Says, the Rashi Yeshavah Osh Shechav Alav Hazav Shahu Mutame Adam Hanogebo Latame Begadim Who had in the Midras
Neither. Over here. Right, so it's the Medras, okay, so it's something that he sits on, but saying about how. Right, so only that item that he sat on, because it's Matami.
Not only Adam says on the clothing in general.
Right, but not his maga, because if it's his maga, then you're going to have a problem, because then you will never be able to get anyone to bring right. To move your stuff. Apparently, the Rambam argues on that. But okay. Now we made a distinction. He said, okay, we're going to say that we just saw that there is this hierarchy, and the riot was from the Medras. So Rava says, Medrashos Kamarta, you can tell me that you can learn this hierarchy from Tumas Medras. Tumas Medras is its own thing. Maybe there's a hierarchy when it comes to Tumas Medras. Sani Medrashos. Medrashos is different. Shema Teshev Alehen Ishtonita. Maybe Tumas Medras is different because it's more probable that this is going to happen, that there's going to be Tumas, because maybe his wife, who's a Nida, sat on the sheets in the house. Right, Shema Yashva, Rashi says. V'yafal gav the ochle truma mizdari be shapir mil gabe kodesh lo havishmira v'chashin lahol v'tuma matsuyihi. This is a tuma matsuya. This is often going to happen. It can happen once a month, basically, for a couple of days. So maybe in that situation, we'll say that if you guard for one, it doesn't count for the other. Aval bepeire, when it comes to peiros lo amrina, maybe we don't say. Rashi says aval bepeire. Rashi says. There ain't too much of mitsuya. It's not such a probable thing to happen that the prayers get tamei. Maybe havishmir shmumer shmula kodesh l'maydi nachre. Whenever you guard the truma for, it guards the kodesh. You said there's this hierarchy, and that hierarchy answered all the questions. But that hierarchy, the source given for their hierarchy is only by Tumas Medras, which is a very, very probable tuma. Maybe by the improbable tumas, we don't have this hierarchy, and if you watch for one, it counts for watching for the other. But Rabbi Yitzchak says, no. Peiri nami amar. It also we also have this hierarchy by Peiri. Not sure what the machlokas is. Maybe Rabbi Yitzchak just says it's a low plug. It's across the board. Once we do it, I'm not sure. He says even by Peiros. So the Gemara is now going to ask on Rav Yirmiyah, meaning the Gemara starts off by thinking that this hierarchy only applies to Medras. If this hierarchy only applies to Medras, then you can't. Then Rami Bar Chama's question on Rabbi Yitzchak. Remember, the original thing started, Rabbi Yitzchak says, there's a distinction between Kodesh Mekudesh and not Kodesh Mekudesh. And when we brought this, and we asked the question, by the Sheni Lekodesh, doesn't make a Sheni, you eat something, it makes you a Sheni Lekodesh, we said, how can that possibly be? And the Gemara says, oh, don't make that, you can't make that distinction, don't ask from there, because there's different, because that's garden for Truma. But if garden for Truma is the same thing as garden for Kodesh, then we still have this original question of Rabbi Yitzchak, how do you make the distinction between Kodesh Mekudesh and not Kodesh? Let's just keep going back to where everything comes from. So Masi Rav Yirmi Medifti. Rav Yirmi Medifti says, Umi Arminan Bipeiri. Do we really say that when it comes to Peiros, that the Tara of Truma, if you keep some, you guard something on the Truma status, it doesn't work for the Hekdei status? What about the following case? V'hatnan. Right, so let's read it. We'll read the Gemara, then we'll read the Rashi. V'hatnan. Im Amar Hifrashti L'Soch Revi'is Kodesh. If he says, I separated within it a quarter of a revius of wine for Kodesh, for Nesachim, Ne'man. Below Arminam, we don't say, Kamitame Le Truma Le Kodesh, that the Truma inside is Mekadesh to Kodesh. So what's this case? So again, right, look at Rashi. Rashi says it's a Mishnah in Chagiga, Daf Chav Dalin. Right, look at Rashi, first short line. Tnan, it says in the Mishnah in Chagiga. Be Yehuda, in the lands of Yehuda, Ne'emanim Ame Aretz, Al Taras Yailin Nesachim, Im Amru Tahorehin. The Ame Aretz, if they say that this wine, I separated this wine for it to be Nesachim, to go to the base, to go into Mizbeach, they believe that it's Tahor. We don't assume that they Tame. They'll guard it for, that it, as if they say it's Nesachim, they're believed. Right? The Heminu Rabbanon, the Rabbanon believed him, Kadesha Lo Yeh Kol Echad Holech Ubona Bamali Atzmo, Vesor Para Adum Latzo. I'm not sure. They were concerned that they would do their own Karbanos on Bamos or something like that, so he wanted to make sure that they had easy access to the Beis HaMikdash. Aval Ala Truma, but when it comes to Truma, if they hold Truma in their possession, Ein Emanim, they're not believed to keep it clean from Truma. Ela b'shas hagitos b'havadim, except for the time people gather together by the mill, by the presses. But avru hagitos b'havadim, when the time for pressing passed, the hevilo chavas yain the Truma, and you bring a chavas yain, the Amoritz brings a chavas yain of Truma to the Kohen, hareze lo yikabel yimeno, he doesn't accept it. The im amar lo hifrashti l'so chavis zeh revius nesachim. But if he brings this barrel filled with wine, that's truma, to the Kohen, he says, you should know that I separate from within this barrel of wine, I separated a certain amount to be kodesh, to be nesachim. He's believed, and the Kohen can drink the wine. We'll see how he can in a moment because it's kodesh inside. Right. But he says the Kohen can drink the wine, right? Im revius nesachim, neman akulam, umakaba kol mevishosa. Then once he says that he separated wine inside, once he says he separated the wine inside, then he's believed in the Truma, he's believed in the wine. The Gemara asks, wait a second, but guarding for Truma, you said guarding for Truma doesn't constitute guarding for wine. So how is he believing this question, in this case, right? V'iya marta taharas of Tuma itzel kodesh. If you say the tahara of Truma is Tuma itzel kodesh, titame Truma le kodesh. So then, I guess the Truma should make the Kodesh Tameh, right? It's the Truma should make the Kodesh Tameh, but it should be the other way around. The Truma that was, he's not believed on the Truma, right? So the Tara of Truma is Tuma by Kodesh, even by Peros, so here, even though he's believed by the Nesachim, so why is he believed by the Truma? Typically the Truma is not believed, so therefore the Truma should be Metame the Kodesh, because he's usually not believed by the Truma. He's only believed by the Kodesh, so it's guarded for Kodesh. It's the other way around, though, right? It seems opposite.
You assume he guards it for Truma, standards of Truma only. So why isn't the wine being Metame from the Truma?
Right, but okay. I guess because one doesn't go. Why does one protection for one not? It does should be sufficient for the other. So our answer is no. He says Amalei Tuma b'chiburin. Here it's not things in separate things. The wine is all wine. Just within the wine, you made separation somehow. So it's all chiburin. It's all connected together. So tumah chiburin karmata, tumah chiburin shani, everything that's connected together is different. Demigo demehemon akodesh me namin atumah. Once he's believed on the Kodesh, it's going to be Neman on the Truma. Because you can't, it's the same item. So you're going to watch the same, it's all mixed together. So if you believe on one, you believe on the other. Since you believe on one, you believe on the other because it's all chibur, it's connected together. Rashi says, b'chiburim, shnehem b'kli echa tamim. Tamid. They're always going to be in the same kli. They belong in the same kli. You can't separate them from the kli. They're all in the same kli. So if you believed on one, you believed on the other. But really, you would say, according to this, you would say that when it comes to payers, you do have the, when it comes to payers, you do have the hierarchy. It's not just by medrash, it's by all cases, and you would have the hierarchy. Now, Masiv Rav Huna Bar Nasan. So now Rav Huna Bar Nasan is going to ask, I think they ask again on Rav Yitzchak. Again, Rav Yitzchak was the one who said that the only time you can create that a shlishi of chulin shenasa taras hakodesh doesn't create a revi, because right. So he says that you cannot get to a revi by kodesh unless it's kodesh mekudesh. You just lose your thought for a second; the whole thing goes away. Rav Yitzchak says that you cannot. You can, that the idea of revi by Kodesh only applies to the Kodesh Mekodesh item, not by, you know, something, not by Chulin Shanasol Taharos HaKodesh, because that is not Kodesh Mekodesh. So Masiv Rav Huna Bar Nasan, we have a Mishnah in Taharos. Hasheni Shevechulin, so if I have a Chulin item, that's a Sheni, Metame Mashke Chulin, it makes another drink of Chulin Tame, because we said that the liquids make it into a Risha Midrabanan, Uposel Ochle Truma, and it makes the sheni of the hulin touches truma, so that truma becomes a shlishi, it becomes pasul, because it can't transmit any further, it becomes a shlishi. The hashlishi, a shlishi of hulin, which must be tuma shenasu ataris, must be kodesh, hulin shenasu ataris a kodesh, the shlishi, metame mashka kodesh, it makes a kodesh into a revi, uposel ochel kodesh, and pasas ochel kodesh. You see from here that the hulin shenasu ataris kodesh, which is not kodesh makudosh, does make a revi when it comes to Kodesh, right? Bechulin Shanasu Taras HaKodesh. You're dealing with Chulin Shanasu Taras HaKodesh. It's not Kodesh Mekodesh, and yet it's still making an item into a revi. And you said you can't make an item to a revi unless it is Kodesh Mekodesh. Is it not Kodesh Mekodesh? Because it's Chulin Shanasu Taras HaKodesh. So Gemara says, you're right, Eina Chanami, Tanayi. It's a machlokas Tanayi as to what level Kodesh can get to. What level, all right? Can it get to revi? This Sanya, which really is Rashash says this is of Mishnah in Taharos, Parag Beis Mishnah Ches, this Nan, Chulin Shenasu Al Taras HaKodesh. So Chulin that are made Al Taras HaKodesh, Harei Hein Kechulin. They don't get the status of Kodesh at all. They are like Chulin, because you can't make Chulin into Taras HaKodesh, and therefore what? They can only get to the level of a Sheni. That's it. There's no further. Rabbi Lezer Rav Tzadok Omer, Harei Hein Ketruma, L'tami Shnaim V'lipsal Echad. They're like Truma, which means they can get to the level of Shlishi. They can matame somebody, they can make a Shlishi puzzle. They can go one level down. And we have our cases, what we're going to be talking about now, which says that the two Chulin Shanasu, Taras HaKodesh, is like Kodesh, and that they create a Revi. So you have a three-way machlokas of what happens to Chulin Shanasu, Taras HaKodesh, which means like Kodesh as well. Can it go to, Chulin Shanasu, Taras HaKodesh is only like Chulin, which means it only goes to a Sheni. Is it like Truma, or is it like Kodesh, that can go to Revi? Three-way machlokas. Okay. Leaving Tum of Tara behind, everyone's upset, I'm sorry, leaving it all behind. Now we're going to go back to the Mishnah. The Mishnah had the Shita of Rabbi Shimon, right? It was 2.5 years ago. So
felt like four.
The Mishnah had the Shita of Rabbi Shimon, where we said you shefted an animal and no blood came out. So the whole thing started, no blood came out. The Mishnah said you can eat it with Yadayim Misu'avos. So you can eat it with unclean hands. And then the Mishnah Gemara asked, what do you mean? And if the blood came out, you can't eat with unclean hands? Why? It's only a shlishi. That's how the whole thing started. But Rav Shimon said, even if no blood comes out, there is still hekshar tumah. The shchita itself, the problem was that the blood is one of the seven liquids that makes an item into mukshar the kabbal tumah. It's not susceptible to accept tumah. So they said, if there's no blood, no susceptibility to tumah. Rav Shimon says, even no blood, there is susceptibility to tumah. The shchita itself, which is a completion of the process, right, it's a machlok. It happens to be, right, there's a machlok as to Rishonim as to what hechsher accomplishes. When you get the liquid on these items, what does the hechsher accomplish? So the Sefer Chinuch in Mitzvah Kuf Samach says that the water being put on it creates a shame ochel. Right, you wash it and then equals food. You don't eat your fruits, your produce without washing it. You wash it and it becomes food. It's the final process. So he says also the shchita, before it was Eiver Menachai, Now it's food. Now it's not Eivor Chai. So the same idea, that the Shechita is like the washing and it completes the process. So then Rav Shimon makes a lot of sense. The Ramban, Al Torah, has this idea, I think it's more metaphysical, he says that a sheretz, the tumma of a sheretz connects more to an item that's moist, right? It becomes like a glove for the tumma, it can connect to it, and therefore, in order for something to become tumma of a sheretz, in order for it, the sheretz, to create the tumma, when it touches the liquid, it has to become moist. So the mamish has to do something with moisture. If it has to do with actual moisture, then I'm not sure how you can learn that in Rav Shimon, why should shechita work? If without blood, there is no moisture. All right, so even according to that, at least Rav Shimon has the chinuch, or the chinuch can work with Rav Shimon. So Rav Shimon Omer, hukshiru with shechita, that the animal becomes hukshiru kabel tuma with the shechita. Amar Rav Asi, so Rav Asi has a bichidish. Omer hayu Rav Shimon. Rav Shimon would say that shechitaso machsheres velo hadam. Not only can the shechita create the hechsher, it's only the shechita that creates the hechsher. The blood does not create the hechsher. The blood that comes out of the animal in shechita has nothing to do. That's not considered blood of the seven types of blood. That has no hechsher kabel tuma. What's the nafkamina? Bottom line is you shechita the animal. It's hechsher kabel tuma. Nafkamina is what happens if this blood falls on something else. Right.
On fruit.
Right. So he said Rashi says lo dam v'nafkamina the ilu nafal dam shechita al zroim lo hechsheru. If this blood that came out of the neck after shechita falls out on fruits or zrayim, those things on hukshel kabel tuma, because when we say blood is one of the things that can be machshir something to kabel tuma, it's blood, but it's not blood dam shechita. It's excluded. It's other blood.
Does
the
hechsher require a kavana that you're actually preparing it? So if
hechsher says you want the item. Right. I definitely want the blood. If I don't have the blood.
Yeah, but if it falls on fruit, you don't want the.
But we've said that three times. It doesn't matter. You can even have, it's the first Mishnah, even if you just want the item, the blood itself, that's enough to say, make something hechsher kabel tuma. Right? So lema misayle. So let's say we have a source for Rav Shimon. Right now we're saying Rav Shimon says it's only the shechita that's machshir. It's not the blood. Because our Mishnah says, Rav Shimon Omer, hukshir b'shechita, the animal is hukshir when it comes to shechita. My lab is shechita v'lo v'dam. Maybe that means it's hukshir l'kabel tuma with the shechita, not with the blood. Lo, ap shechita. It doesn't mean only the shechita, it means even the shechita. Tashma, another ayah, amra lehen Rabbi Shimon. Rabbi Shimon says, the chachamim, I guess this is in a brisa somewhere, he says, v'chi adam machshir, is it the blood that's machshir? Halo shechita machsheres. It's the shechita that's machshiret. So here he seems to indicate, what do you say, it's the blood? It's not the blood, it's the shechita. So only the shechita. So no, hachikar malan. This is what he says to them. Why are you telling me that there's no blood that comes out of the animal? It's not hukshar. Do I need the blood? I can also have the shechita, right? The chid dam bilvan machshir. Is it only the blood that's machshir lekabel tuma? Afshi denai machsheres. Even the shechita can also be machsheret. So even if you don't have the blood, you can also have hukshar lekabel tuma because it's the shechita itself. So those are two attempts to prove Rav Asi in Rav Shimon. Now we're going to try to go against Rav Asi to show that Rav Shimon says it's the blood, it's the shechita and the blood. It's the shechita in addition to the blood. It's not only the shechita. Tashma, Rabbi Shimon Omer, Rabbi Shimon says, so this is, I think this is, he says over here, it's a Mishnah, the Mishnah in Machshirim. So he says, Dam HaMes, so the blood that comes out of a dead something. Rashi is a dead animal. Tosa is talking about a person. Let's go with Rashi. Dam HaMes. An animal died. It just died. And I guess the blood started oozing out of it. However that happened, it started to die. It died, and the blood started to coming out. Dam ha-meis. Eino machshir. The blood from a mace, I guess, that died naturally, that blood that comes out is not considered blood lehukshu lekabel tuma. That blood is not. So my love, so what's the inference you can make from there? The blood of an animal that dies is not mukshu lekabel tuma. Hay dam shechita machshir. But the blood of an animal that is shefted would create hechsher lekabel tuma, which would go against Rabbi Asi. So Mar says, no, don't make that diuk. The diuk would be the blood of an animal that dies naturally, that's not machsher lekabel tuma, but dam chalalim, but the blood of an animal that's shot, so to speak, that it's not necessarily shechted, but it's killed otherwise, that blood would be hechsher lekabel, make something hechsher lekabel tuma. There's no necessity, not necessarily a raya, the gabe shechita. We can see the diuk is the dam chalalim, not the dam shechita. Yeah, but you're not eating the blood.
But the animal itself is too, it's tummy now.
Okay.
So what's he saying? I don't understand.
So this blood that came out of the animal, if it falls...
So it should be tummy.
Let me finish. This blood that falls out of the animal. The blood itself, but they're not talking about the blood. Hechsher lekabel tuma means that I have a fruit. If I'm an avatuma, if this stam fruit was never washed and it touches a mace, it's not tame. The only way that this fruit could become tame is if one of the seven liquids falls on it. So if this blood that fell out of it, if it falls onto the fruit, does it now make this fruit able to accept tumor or not? I don't care about the status of the blood. I just need it to be one of the seven maskim, because I'm more concerned here just about making it the fruit item, mukshar lekabel tuma.
On the scenario when you, why would you want the dam chalalim if you're not even eating it? Like, why do you want that blood?
Whatever the scenario is, you find the scenario.
Yeah.
Okay.
I'm saying.
That's again. Yeah. Ain't
the same way also. Why do I want honey on top of my fruits?
No, you want honey, maybe it falls.
Maybe I don't.
Maybe I need the blood because I'm going to use the blood for kisur dam. For another animal, whatever it is, I use the blood to wash out stains. Whatever you need the blood for, that's what you need it for. Okay, so the Gemara says, okay, so you just made the diuk that if the animal dies by itself, that blood does not create susceptibility, but if the animal is killed, that blood would create susceptibility. But dam shkita is not going to create susceptibility. So lishmein and dam shkita. Say dam shkita does not create susceptibility, kol shekein dam ameis, and it would be a kabel chomer if shkita doesn't do it, then dam ameis doesn't do it, because I guess that would be the kol shekein. So the Gemara says, no, dam ameis itzrichle. I have a chiddush by dam ameis as well. Sakataita chamina, you would have thought that dam ameis should create susceptibility to tumah, because if you kill it, it creates susceptibility. Mali katli iu, mali katli malchamavas. Why should it matter how the animal dies? If you shoot an arrow and the animal dies, that blood creates susceptibility. So then if a malachamavah shoots the animal, it should create susceptibility. Kamashmala, no, that it's only the blood that is the animal that is killed, not the blood of the animal that dies. Maybe it's because of what you're saying. Maybe it's because this animal just died by itself. And who knew? You find it in the field. When you shoot it, you want to shoot it. Maybe. Okay. So the Gemara says, okay, Tashma, let me bring another proof against Rabbi Asi. Again, Rabbi Asi was the one who said that when Rav Shimon says the shkita is makshir the animal to accept tuma, it's only the shkita, not the blood. So Tashma, Rav Shimon says, dam magafaso eino makshir. The blood that comes out of a wound. So you wounded the animal. You didn't kill it. You wounded the animal, and now it's bleeding. That blood, Rav Shimon says, is not makshir lekabel tuma. It doesn't create susceptibility. My lab, it's only that blood that doesn't create susceptibility. Hadam shkita machshir, but the blood of a shkita would be machshir, and that would go against Rabbi Ami. The Gemara says, no, that's not true. That's not the deal. The deal would be as follows: the dam of a wound does not create susceptibility, but dam chalalim, the dam of an animal that was killed, not shechted, but that was killed, that would create susceptibility. And then the Gemara says again, aval dam shkita mai, but dam shkita what wouldn't create susceptibility? Lo machshir. So tell us that dam shkita is not makshir, and koshing dam agafaso. If a dam of shkita doesn't create susceptibility, then the wound also won't create susceptibility. Why are you specifically saying it by the dam agafaso? So Gemara says, no, dam agafaso itzrichle, the dam of the wound, you need to teach me, does not create susceptibility. Because once you say that the dam, when you kill it, creates susceptibility, you would have thought that the blood of the wound would also create susceptibility, because sakadaita chamina malikata kula malikata palga. What's the difference if I kill it partially or kill it wholly? Right? The idea is that throughout the Gemara they view wounding as like a partial killing, the releasing of the blood. It happens to be the shita of the Meiri, who says, why if you make a wound on Shabbos, what malacha are you chaya for? Right? The Rambam says you chaya for mefarik, because you're separating the blood from its source. The Meiri says you chaya for shochet. It's a told of shochet, because you're partially killing the animal by releasing the blood. So to over here, you would have thought, if you kill the animal, right, the blood creates susceptibility. So if you partially kill the animal, I put partially in quotes, if you partially kill the animal by creating the wound, it also should create susceptibility. Kamashmala, no, that's only the killing that creates susceptibility, not the partial killing that creates the susceptibility. So then the Gemara asks, okay, the whole assumption here now was the blood of an animal that's killed, like you shoot it and the blood comes out, the whole assumption was that blood creates susceptibility for an item to be kabel tuma. Where do you get that from? How do we know that dam chalalim, the blood of a wound, can create this susceptibility? It says, no, the ksiv, the dam chalalim yishte. I'm not exactly sure what the context is, but the pasuk in Bamidbar says, the dam chalalim you drink. meaning it's not, I guess, usher, it's drinking, it's like a liquid. You drink liquid. So say if it uses the word yishteh by dam chalalim, it's showing us that dam chalalim are considered a liquid. And if it's a liquid, it's one of the seven liquids, and therefore it could create susceptibility, because it's compared to a liquid. So the Gemara says, wait a second, but dam shchita nam iksiv al ha'aretz tishbachenu kamayim. When it comes to dam shchita, you compare the dam of the shchita to water. So if you compare the dam of shchita to the water, so therefore the dam of shchita should create susceptibility. We just went throughout here trying to prove that dam shchita does not create susceptibility. That was only according to Rav Asi, though. That was only according to Rav Asi, and we asked on Rav Asi. But okay, but according to Rav Asi, he was the one saying that in Rav Shimon, the dam shchita should not create susceptibility. The Chacham say it did. So he says, no, hahi, that is different. What's the context of al-aretz tishpachenu kamayim? The pasuk of al-aretz tishpachenu kamayim is talking about the blood of an animal that was a karbon that became pasul. Talking about the blood of a psulei mukdashim. Right, l'mishrei damon de psulei mukdashim. Last Rashi on the Amud, de psulei mukdashim la'achar sheniftu. So, an animal that was brought to be a karbon gets a mum. Have to redeem it. After you redeem it, what's the story with all the parts of the animal? So he says, Rashi says, the pasuk is teaching us ma mayim mutarim ba'na. Just like water is mutar ba'na, af dam psulei hamukdashim mutarim ba'na. So too, the blood that would come out of this pasul mukdashim would be mutar b'hana. I can use it as fertilizer, I can use it for whatever I need to use the blood for. The high krab, the psuli mukdashim okim le'misifri. The Sifri says that this blood is talking about specific, this pasuk is specifically talking about psuli mukdashim. The Gemara says, sakatai techamina, I would have thought, hoel asiri begizi vavoda, this psuli mukdashim still maintains a vestige of kedusha status. I'm not allowed to shear it, I'm not allowed to take the wool, and I'm not allowed to work it in the field. So I think that maybe just like I can't shear it and I can't work it in the field, so too damon liboy kvura, so too I would be able to get hana from the blood, and therefore the blood that would come out, I would have to bury it. Kamash malan, the pasuk says, ala aris tishbechenu kamayim, the blood is compared like the water, just like the water you can get hana from, so too for the blood you can get hana from. So at the end of the day, I don't think we have a raya either way to Rabbi Asi. Like Rav Asi had this chiddush of Rav Shimon, that Rav Shimon only says that only the shchita, not the blood of the shchita, is machsheres. So we try to bring two proofs for him. We rejected those proofs. We try to bring two questions against him, and we based on the diukim, and we rejected those diukim. So sort of were Rav Asi's statement. I don't think got answered one way or another. Okay, we're going to stop here. We'll pick up tomorrow. A second line on Lamed Vav Amud Aleph.